Project Ship Hump has been something we've been following for a little bit here. Dr. James Delgado and Cody Frost, a high school senior on the other end of our line. How are you, gentlemen?
We're good.
Dr. Delgado, tell us what Project Ship Hunt is and how it was developed.
Project Ship Hunt was developed by Sony and Intel, working with all of us in NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and Woodpole Oceanographic Institute, to take five exceptional high schools to go out and find a shipwreck on Lake Huron. Not only find it, but identify it and then share it with the world.
And how were the students found? How did you select them?
Well, these students competed for this opportunity. Once we realized that Lake Huron was going to be the area we were going to hunt in, they narrowed that search to Michigan, and then schools throughout the state competed. And once Arthur Hill High School was selected, then these students competed, wrote essays, and they fought hard for this opportunity.
All right, Cody Frost is a high school senior. Cody, tell us about the work that was involved in trying to find a sunken ship.
The work was really heavy. It really was. We fought every day to try and push as hard as we could to try and discover something. Whatever it was that we discovered, we wanted to find something, and the work was expensive. We did a lot of classwork, and after the classwork, we were out on the boat every day up until the very last day, and the work was just, it was expensive, but it was fun.
All right, tell us about that work. What had to be done?
We had to use sonar equipment, such as the tow fish and the multi-beam and side-scan sonars. These were used to identify where the ships were, if they were ships, and to locate and map the ships, and then the equipment that was used to see them were ROVs.
All right, Dr. Delgado, despite the expertise that you and your staff have in the project, you had modern technology to play a big role in locating both ships, the MF Merrick and the Eutura.
Well, in the case of both of these shipwrecks, in the past we would go out and we'd drag instruments, we'd try to find these things, but we didn't, for the most part, have the ability to process it on the ship. We didn't have the same kind of sophisticated equipment that we brought out there. By far, I think one of the most sophisticated aspects of this was the power of a laptop and a core processor enabling us to do that work right there on the water real time, and to get that back out there. So in that way, things certainly have changed a lot in the 3 decades or more that I've been working in. But what I think also excited me was the fact that not only were we dealing with a new generation of technology, we really were dealing with a new generation of researchers and explorers.
Cody, a documentary on Project Ship Hunt will air tonight. Last night was a red carpet movie premiere. What was that like?
It was an amazing experience. The atmosphere was great. Last night was one of the best times of my life. I had my friends, family, and all those who I worked with on the project there to support me while we watched this amazing film that was created by Radical Media. And it was really an amazing experience.
All right. Well, Dr. Delgado, Cody, thanks so much for your time. Congratulations on your great work, and enjoy your day.
Thank you.
Thank you.